BlogTalkRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
What did Ben? What did Burger King Crumple Sack do?
Like, I love when you crack yourself up if you're online. It's my favorite thing ever.
Sorry.
What did Benadryl Rumpelstiltskin have to say?
What did Snoozelberg Kugel call it?
That's not you.
Starting with the right letter.
Snoozelberg Kugel call.
What did Edith Milano Cookies once say?
They get worse and worse. What did Bumble Shot Colonel Slot do?
You guys are going to break, John.
Really?
Stop, guys. Well, he's not racist. It's
like a verbal Muppets to him right now.
What did Deviant Art Strawberry Patch want?
Yeah. No, see, that wasn't funny.
Oh, come on.
I like this selective about him.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like, we, like, did we, my,
Says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is February 2nd. I need a cool name for February.
2nd.
4th. I need a cool name for
February.
Good job. February. Thank
or like
you, Dutch.
February.
February 4th, 2015. But once a lot of Back to the Future, that's why I'm in the past a little bit. Or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact. Once again, the number 954-573-2780. Why did you fade that out so abruptly? That made me feel awkward. No, put the music back. I will not continue until I have music. I will not continue this intro. I won't do it.
It is a little awkward. When you
I'm on a verbal strike.
And it's gone.
I have about 3 pixels to get it right to fade out correctly.
Okay, but. I mean,
and I'm using a mouse touchpad.
I will not do
so
the intro
fuck
without
you,
music.
Fuck you. Sean's cool.
Sweet.
John's funny.
I can't do the intro without music. I won't do it. I refuse. No, I don't want to do it in that part of the song. Forget it. Moment's over. Anyway.
In the ocean.
Do you want me to do it from my end?
Joined, as always, by Marie. Don't. Fade out the music correctly, Lopez. Sean Running Waters.
Oh, that's me.
John the Laser Centauri.
Pew, 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 pew.
And, oh, fuck, Joel Dutcher may win.
Don't wanna hear you fade.
See, remember, I teach you how to fade music correctly.
By the way, whenever I DJ weddings, like, this is like the biggest four-packer I ever have is everybody just young, old.
What the fuck is a four-packer?
Floor.
It's like
awesome.
Fudge-packer.
Floor-packers. That's the ones, like, you know for a fact, like, if you got a lull and everybody's just off the dance floor and getting punched or whatever, like, you're like, okay, I want to fill this place up again. Play one of these kind of songs. So.
Tell me why.
No.
So, anyway, please, just enough with that. I can't anymore. I don't care if it's a floor packer. You fucking DJ idiot.
Like a fudge packer.
So
dude, I have four weddings coming up here soon.
Oh well, I don't care.
I care.
But it's, who doesn't love a good wedding?
Most people. So
you people.
You people. Whoa.
What do you mean by you people?
What do you mean by that?
DJs.
Dude?
DJs.
Okay.
Hey.
That's fine.
I will not be discriminated against by you people.
No, what?
What do you mean by you people?
You called me you people.
Anyway.
Whoa.
Let's up with people.
Let's all calm down.
Up.
I am calm.
With people. People wherever you go. Up. Up. With people. The faces all the folks we know. If more people were more people and people.
So,
bravo, John.
How about Sean? You want to start us off with the one of the stories you sent me?
Sure. We'll go with something a little lighthearted here.
Thank God.
Is it about pooping?
No. Lighthearted, not light farted.
Oh.
More like light farted.
Nailed it.
Snellville Barber offers old man haircuts for misbehaving kids.
Hey, whippersnapper, I get your haircut.
Is it a haircut you can set your watch to?
I'm not sure. I could try and post it in the chat.
Yeah, fight against the Kaiser.
I couldn't believe it.
Is it like shaving a balding head?
I posted it in the chat room for everybody to see. Okay. Snellville, Georgia. Have a kid who is acting out.
Oh, no.
And out of control.
Shit, they gave him the horseshoe.
Okay, yeah, let me explain. Yeah, like John said, this kid was misbehaving, so they give him the horseshoe. Like, they shave, you know, the top part of his hair.
Oh, they gave him the Friar Tuck.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
That's fucking hilarious.
3 days a week, a Snellville barbershop offers a free haircut called the Benjamin Button Special that'll make your misbehaving child resemble a senior citizen. A picture of the cut was posted to Instagram by Russell Frederick, who owns A1 Cuts in Snellville and goes by the name Master Barber Rusty Fred on the social site.
Isn't that a sexual thing? Oh, baby, I want to give you such a Rusty Fred.
No.
I think you're thinking of a rusty trombone.
Yes.
Oh, can it be both?
If all the kids are misbehaving in Snellville, then wouldn't they all have that haircut? Then wouldn't that haircut become popular?
Doesn't Snellville sound like a Dr. Seuss land?
Yeah, yeah. It does.
Snellville,
would all
Georgia.
The kids have old man haircuts? And all the woozles.
In an interview,
all the bamboozles and tumbles and floozles went to Rusty Fred's to get their cut coozle.
See? Nailed it.
Sans Seuss.
Was Dr. Seuss like part retarded?
No, yeah. Just a lot of LSD.
And also, he couldn't rhyme well, so he made up words.
In an interview with the Washington Post, Frederick, who has three children, said he decided to promote the cut after he gave his 12-year-old son a similar old man haircut, and the boy's grades, quote, dramatically skyrocketed.
Because he didn't want to go out and hang out with his friends, so he finished his homework and studied?
Well, his dad cut his hair to look like an old man, so it was probably very embarrassing, and he wasn't probably allowed to grow back out until after he got better grades.
Well, that's fucking hilarious. I needed clarification, because what if the haircut actually gave him adult brain power?
It makes him look like LeBron James.
That is true. But is it a magic haircut, Sean?
I don't
answer the question, yes or no, magic haircut.
No.
So it doesn't make you smarter.
No, it does not.
It doesn't make you...
Are you going to go get your haircut like this, Marie? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm smart enough as it is.
Okay. I was going to say.
Well, and also, my hair is awesome.
It's true.
It is.
Jesus, John, relax.
She does have nice hair.
See?
Thank you.
See? Anyways, that kid doesn't look happy about his haircut, Sean.
No, he looks terrified.
He should be excited that he's going to get good grades.
I don't think
he looks like he's just going to act up even more now.
Yeah, he starts a gang, and then all the kids start cutting their hair the same way.
Right.
But it's an old-timey gang. Like, they just kind of use walkers and stuff, and I don't know. I feel like that they should act their age-looking haircut.
And not their shoe size.
Correct.
Maybe we can do this world.
You better act your age, not your shoe size. Oh.
I'm more quoting Prince than anything else.
Thank you, John.
Guys, what's better than Game of Thrones?
Nothing.
Well, the answer, a Game of Thrones themed restaurant.
Hmm.
Oh, like the Red Wedding? Everyone gets stabbed?
No.
No.
It's like the Purple Wedding where they poison you?
Spoiler alert.
That's a Wire themed restaurant.
Whoa.
A Game of Thrones restaurant. We have our concerns. UK residents have...
I call dibs at not sitting in the slave section.
Whoa. In UK, isn't everything in the UK Game of Thrones and medieval times and artsy-fartsy fucking King Arthur shit?
Yep. Nailed it.
I guess. Yeah.
Why don't they do this in, like, I don't know, South Dakota?
UK residents have the chance to dine like best in Westeros, an extravagant Game of Thrones-themed pop-up restaurant. Because...
Well, how is it themed? Like, what do they do that makes it special?
They play, like, the ambient music is, like, the Game of Thrones theme.
There's a lot of incest going on in the background of the... while everybody's eating.
Are all the waiters showing flaccid wiener?
I hope so, because that sounds like a great restaurant. You don't even need food. Just mainly boners.
Flaccid wieners.
But then they have to serve sausage where you're not entirely sure if it's the wiener that was just recently cut off the torture victim.
I don't want to eat penis. It was fine when it was flaccid. Yeah, I'm going to eat it. It's already fine.
It's like blood sausage over there. They love that shit.
HBO has decided to stage an exclusive pop-up restaurant in London to celebrate...
Pop-up restaurant!
I want sausages! I want sausages!
Oh, my God.
HBO has decided to stage an exclusive pop-up restaurant in London to celebrate the release of the show's fourth season. To accomplish this, the network has teamed up with The Wandering Chef, a band...
The Wandering Eye.
A band of war...
Like warlords
caterers to give fans a chance to win a meal comprised of the finest delicious Westeros has to offer,
which is
and selected drinks and menus for a king,
which it, are
they don't say
menus for a king.
I want to know what the menu is.
I need the
order
menu
the food
to order the
up.
Food.
Well, Royce has the article.
That's it. That was the end of the article. That was
more like farticle.
That's the end. That's all we know.
Do you think they got like snobs that go in there going, oh, this restaurant does not look like the book. Oh, this is not.
Oh, you mean
really
like Marie when she went to Harry Potter land?
Yeah.
No, Marie enjoyed Harry
Potter.
Marie,
you didn't.
I enjoyed.
You got a little snobby on it,
Marie.
Didn't you?
I enjoyed the new opening, but I thought that the ride was a little lackluster.
Well, explain.
Okay, so Harry Potter and Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure, there's two lands now. There used to be one, but they just recently opened up the second one.
East Berlin and West Berlin.
No. The first
it's
one...
It's not World War II.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
The first one that...
I get confused. Harry Potter and Schindler's List are very similar.
London still looks like it's part of World War II because they never fixed it after World War II. It's still a shitbox.
Built everything back up.
The first land was Hogsmeade, and that's in Islands of Adventure where they have the castle ride and a couple of shops and stuff like that. Then the second phase, they just opened up in Universal Studios, which is supposed to be Diagon Alley in the middle of downtown London. And it's very detailed, and you kind of have to, like, they have a faux brick wall that's kind of hidden from the main walkway. So it's kind of like you go through the fake brick wall that the bricks move behind in the book, how they just kind of unravel, and then it opens up and there's this big world. And it looks great. And like there's the new ride in there, which is the Gringotts Bank, like break into the vault and get chased out by a dragon
that's
ride.
That's how the Jew dwarfs?
Yeah, they chased out there by the Jews.
No, yes. Seriously. No, I'm not even saying it's a...
Yeah, they're like Jew goblins.
You've seen it, right? Like, Jew goblins, like, it's completely racist.
Yes, it is.
Come back here with my gold, Porter.
I know, seriously.
Can you not do that, John?
It absolutely is. And
it scares Sean a little.
If you look at the outside of the ride...
He does not like J-words around him.
If you look at the outside of the ride, there's a gigantic Gringotts Bank that has an even more gigantic... a dragon on the top that actually shoots out fireballs intermittently while you're walking around, and like you can feel the heat from it, and it's amazing. And you go inside and the detail's amazing, and as you're waiting in line you see all the Jew goblins that are sitting there just writing, you know, numbers down and stuff like that. The ride itself was like 2 seconds. It's not accurate to what actually happens in that scene. They throw in extraneous characters that have nothing to do with it, and it's over before you know it, and you're not even scared, and it's not a thrill ride. It's just, it's nothing. And so, you know, after the first one being so awesome, and you're waiting and waiting for the second one to open, it's just kind of like, oh, I think they spent all the money on the exterior of this ride and spent none on the actual ride.
How about that thrill ride in Disneyland they have now where you get measles? Is that a good ride?
No, that's not a thrill ride.
Why? It sounds dangerous.
Well, I mean, it is.
You go to Disneyland, you leave with measles.
I saw that story. Is that like as a result of like people not vaccinating their kids or something?
Yeah, it's about the non-vaccinating people. It's starting to get...
Are people still not fucking doing this shit? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, Jenny McCarthy already told us not to, dude. And you have to, you have to listen to her. She was on
But didn't she come out and say, you know what I said was kind of stupid?
No, she
No.
She's making money off of this. She married a Wahlberg, so she's fine.
She's married to a Wahlberg?
Yeah, not one of
Which
the famous
one?
Ones.
Donnie,
there you go.
Oh, the one who didn't get vaccinated because he has lost all his hair.
No, he got an old man haircut because when he was a New Kids on the Block, he did some bad shit.
Oh, that's right. He was the bad one.
Yeah.
I don't think any of that is true.
All that is accurate. You can't deny it.
Okay,
thank you. All right, accurate.
Can you prove it?
Yes.
Case in point, look at Mark Wahlberg.
Look at Mark. He has hair. He was vaccinated.
He siphoned all of the goodness and great looks out of him.
All of it.
What did Donnie get? singing.
Like Alec did with the Baldwins. Like Alec did with the Baldwins. He took all the talent.
He did.
All of it.
And all their food. That's why he's like 5,000 pounds.
Yeah. Okay, he got a little fat. Fair enough. He's a little chubby now, but still.
A little.
Police ask woman with kangaroo to leave Wisconsin McDonald's following customer complaint.
Wait.
I'll read it again. Police ask woman with kangaroo to leave Wisconsin McDonald's following customer complaint.
Oh, that's what okay. I thought.
Here's the issue.
Kangaroo, and why don't we have one already?
Here's the issue. Her promise, she should have tried it in IHOP. She would have had better luck.
How do you get a kangaroo to Wisconsin?
Carefully.
Mail.
UPS. I don't know.
You don't understand.
GoDaddy.com.
This gets better. It's a service kangaroo.
What? What?
Yes.
What?
Are you going to read it? Let me read it.
Dude, I need this in my life right now.
Wait, you can get a service animal?
I want a fucking service. Yes.
Dutch, you are too big of a drunk to have a service kangaroo.
Dude, I would go so sober for a kangaroo. Are you kidding me?
You would make it walk around with beers in its pouch.
Hell yeah.
A Beaver Dam police officer says he's certain he's never responded to a call like the one he's handled recently at a McDonald's restaurant. Officer Ridge Dahl responded to an anonymous complaint from a customer about a woman who bought a kangaroo in McDonald's. Tuesday, the woman had a baby, the kangaroo wrapped in a blanket and tucked it in an infant car seat. Dahl says when he confronted the woman, she explained the kangaroo was a service animal to help her cope with an emotional distress and
of owning a kangaroo?
She produced a letter from a doctor.
Wait, so a doctor said,
Dr. Dundee,
I recommend a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Hey, why not? What's wrong with a kangaroo?
I don't have any problems.
Maybe a service dog didn't help her.
You need a service kangaroo.
This isn't a service animal.
I found a video about it.
Do you think she might have lost a son named Joey? And so to cope with it, they got her a little.
She can't get over the cancellation of Rocco's Modern Life.
Nope.
No, he was a wallaby.
It's the same thing.
Nuh-uh.
You want me to try to play it? I put the link in the thing.
Yeah, go ahead, play it.
I don't know if it's cute or not. A
Wisconsin police officer called to a McDonald's to kick out a kangaroo. Apparently, this little guy named Jimmy is one of five kangaroos.
Oh, the kangaroo's name's Jimmy! It's all kangaroo named Jimmy! Jimmy the kangaroo!
I want Jimmy.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
I posted a picture of Jimmy in our chat room so you can see how adorable it is.
Let's see Jimmy, man. He's been working out.
Couple in Beaver Dam.
The
wife brought Jimmy to McDonald's. He was wrapped in a blanket, tucked in an infant car seat, maybe wearing a red hooded sweatshirt. She claimed that the kangaroo was a service animal. She says she has it to help her cope with cancer.
Oh my God, Jimmy in a little jacket is the most adorable thing ever.
Do you have it?
I posted the link in the chat room so you guys can follow along.
I hope she gets
Jimmy's
more cancer.
Cute. But in Wisconsin, only dogs and miniature horses can be used as service animals.
You can get a miniature
dogs
horse?
And mini horses.
If your choice is a dog or a mini horse, you better fucking believe I'm getting a miniature horse. Because then I get a service monkey and he can ride the miniature horse around the house and bring me things. It's so simple.
Yep. So why do you need a service monkey?
To manage...
To fight my service snake.
To manage the service miniature horse, you're going to need a service monkey.
Yeah.
It smells like no more or no less than 400 service snakes in here.
Kangaroos. Oh. By the way, wallabies are considered, quote, miniature kangaroos.
Boom.
Just so you know.
Nailed it.
All right.
You know what, Dutch? Eat a dick.
Ooh.
I'm just saying what the internet said.
Oh, snap.
I will do that as well.
Shut up. Okay.
All right. I think there's a little bit more to the story.
Did cooperate. She left. She says she will be more careful where she brings Jimmy in the future.
If you want to be my lover,
you got to hop with my friends.
This isn't.
Oh, look at this sweepy little kangaroo.
Kangaroos and blankets is my new favorite thing.
This week.
Not those.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
I want a wallaby.
A wallaby, a wallaby, a wallaby, a wallaby.
Oh, no, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want a
wallaby named Jimmy.
Oh, but then you have kangaroo shit everywhere. Is it worth it?
I don't know.
Like, how do they shit everywhere like goats? Like,
I do not know one thing about owning a kangaroo.
I think they can wear a diaper.
I'm looking right now.
Really?
Kangaroo facts. First I searched how to buy a kangaroo as a pet.
Stop looking up kangaroo facts, please.
I want a kangaroo, though.
Please do not look up kangaroo facts. You don't need to
know. I'm on kangarookate.com.
Well, little Jimmy was wearing a diaper in his red sweatshirt picture.
So they go wear diapers.
Well, he is.
Okay, that's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, if you need a kangaroo.
Oh my god, they're so cute. They're so, not those big buff ones that we talked about before.
And why does the woman that owns him own him look like Pete Rose?
I don't know. There's a lot of unanswered questions.
You know.
Apparently, according to this, that kangaroos and red kangaroos and wallabies are tame, calm, lovable pets. That's not what I hear from anyone in Australia. They say those things are fucking assholes.
Well, yeah, if they're wild, you have to raise them.
Yeah, because they're in Detroit.
Yeah.
But apparently, they're like they're as common out there as like deer is here. So could you imagine, like, if you're in a country that doesn't have deer indigenous and, you know, us find out they imported a deer as a pet?
Good.
Kangaroos have small, round, black poos and usually leave several in the same place.
Ooh.
That sounds very, like a rabbit.
They sound like Nibbler from Futurama.
They are very similar to wallaby poos, but larger.
Oh,
wallaby scats are also pointier than kangaroo scats and sometimes have fibers sticking out.
Now you
did
know.
You type in what is kangaroo shit like?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty simple.
What is the worst kind of animal poo?
Elephant. On land, elephant.
I would assume.
On land has to be elephant. Because sheer amount, volume-wise, it has to be.
Right, but then again, it's also the same as like cow shit, where it's all just grass shit.
No, it's still
the stuff
smells.
That's the worst, like, is like the stuff that's like mixed with like meat and shit. You know what I mean?
Most smelly animal poos. Top 10 countdown.
No, Marie.
Here we
why
go.
In the world do they have that list?
Why would they?
I don't want that.
Number one is human poo.
Really? We're the worst?
We are pretty bad.
Well, because we eat whatever.
Oh, yes. You're right. We eat garbage.
Yeah.
No, no other.
No point. After steaming the sub we eat, I'm surprised there's no worse.
Other animals don't eat Crystal Burger.
It's a good,
just the rappers that had Crystal Burger.
Other animals don't have White Castle. You have a good point.
All right. On average, an elephant will eat 200 to 250 kilograms of food a day.
That's a lot.
How many pounds is that?
440 to 500 and 500 and some odd, or 600. From what we get, 50 kilograms of dung, so about 100 pounds of dung a day.
Holy fuck.
110 pounds of shit a day.
As far as stinky poos go, the next one is horse poo, then cow poo, then pig poo. I'm surprised pig poo isn't above cow and horse because they just eat grass.
Huh.
Five is dog poo, which makes sense because we feed them stuff that we also have to taste test. So that's not going to be good. Six is elephant poo. Seven is monkey poo. Eight is cat poo.
Ugh.
Nine is rhino poo. And 10 is goat poo.
I think cat poo is the worst.
Cat shit is bad.
Well, at least now I know as smelly as poos. Thanks, guys. We informed everybody.
The more you know.
Comic book fan has
found a breeder for wallabies. I'm going to get one.
Nice. You're not going to get a wallaby.
I'm going to call them right now.
Are they legal in Denver?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm trying to find out. Okay. They're in.
Call them.
Let's see. Oh, Dallas. Okay. That's where that looks at.
So, that means wallabies. You can have them in Dallas.
I want a fucking kangaroo.
You want to fuck a kangaroo?
I want to fuck every kind of kangaroo.
Is this like our penguin discussion the other day? Or
no, I want to beat but them up. I love kangaroos.
Comic book fan has implants put in his face and part of his nose chopped off to fulfill his dream of looking like Captain America's enemy Red Skull.
Photo, please?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Look, if you want to look in the chat room, there you
There's
go.
There's a video.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, that looks so bad.
Oh my god, he really did cut off part of his nose. Why would...
Whoa.
He looks like he has cancer.
There's a lot...
He did that much body modification just to become the character.
There's a lot of comic book characters.
But he still doesn't look like Red Skull. He looks like a Mexican still. Like, he doesn't look like Red Skull.
Maybe he's not finished yet.
What the fuck?
That's pretty awesome.
Dude, what is that from? Like, what happened to you in your childhood where you have to fuck up your face that bad?
Maybe he wants to dominate the world and actually be Red Skull. Maybe he has plans.
Watch when he gets everything done. He can't even, like, do the Red Skull properly. It just so happens that he looks like Red Skull.
Maul says he looks like a hemorrhoid.
Does he make money looking like Red Skull? I would
rather body mod people. But where's the Red Skull dude?
I don't know. There's a lot of characters that you could choose from in the whole realm of DC and Marvel, and why you would choose to look like a bad guy, especially a bad guy that doesn't have a nose And his white face.
It's a bad guy that's pretty much a glorified Hitler.
There he is.
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking terrorist.
Do you think he would ever be able to make it through the security checkpoint at...
Here's what he looked like before.
At an airline?
No.
Oh, God. Like,
what are some normal things that he can no longer do? Chopping off his nose and implanting bones into his forehead and painting
Get
his face red.
Get a job in retail that sells t-shirts at American Eagle.
I mean, outside of jobs, because he's probably going to start working at Universal Studios when they acquire the rights or whatever. But, like, I don't know. Like, swimming underwater. Man. Like, would water just rush up his nose now? I don't...
Henry, a.k.a. Red Skull, is physically and intellectually a healthy person. Mr. Gonzalez said he's an excellent son, husband, and father who has an extreme...
He's married with children.
He has an extreme taste for body modification. Most of my customers know that body modification is the last step of body art. Everyone knows very well what they want.
Knows.
And as well as Henry, many of them are waiting for me for many years to make their dreams realities. Mr. Gonzalez added that Mr. Damon is not done with his transformation and is about to take it even further. Mr. Gonzalez says next will be silicone implants on his cheekbones, chin, cheeks, and then he will tattoo his entire face red.
And but he's also got to, like, taper back his ears, too.
I wouldn't doubt it. If you chop your nose off, you have no problem chopping your ears off if you're going to go that far with it. What a fucking... Like, what does he do for a living?
I have no clue what it doesn't say.
It has to be like some kind of an IT or behind a computer kind of thing. There's no way this guy ever gets hired anywhere. Look at his fucking face.
That's all the comments. Good luck finding a job.
Watch, he's like the CEO of like Anon.
Yeah.
and no one ever knew.
Jesus.
It's like, man, I should have realized that he was the head of Anonymous. I mean, he's so evil looking.
No wonder he's always wearing masks.
Do you think that the real Red Skull would ever approve of a Hispanic guy trying to be Red Skull?
Probably not. That's the other problem. It wouldn't work because, like, Red Skull was, like, a big pillar dude.
Red Skull doesn't have those blackened eyes like that. He has normal human eyes. Why? He just looks like an alien now. Red Skull's not an alien.
Yeah, he's not even looking anywhere close to the character Red Skull anyways. His... face implants, whatever those design raising things that's going on his forehead do not match what Red Skull... Wait, did he start doing this before the movie came out? Like, is he going off of a different Red Skull? Because none of this shit makes
sense.
There is no
Red... I don't know. I just think that's what he's saying. Who knows? To justify cutting his nose off?
Speaking of red, you can legally own red or gray kangaroos in North America as pets. But according to Pet Advisor and the Kangaroo Protection Coalition that exists, apparently, they cannot be house trained. So that means they just shit everywhere. Nor should they mix with domestic animals because they can catch diseases off of them.
Ew.
Plus, you should probably have them in huge, large, grassy areas for them to live in.
When they say they shouldn't mix, are they talking about fucking or just being in the same room?
Now,
probably both, I would assume.
I really don't think you can keep a kangaroo in your apartment.
Yeah, we're gonna need a bigger backyard.
Boat.
Backyard.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Innocent frequent flyer detained after run-ins with the TSA.
Was it because he had a kangaroo?
No.
Was it because he looked like Grayskull?
No.
Red Skull?
Grayskull. Castle Grayskull.
Castle Grayskull.
Apparently working as a supervisor for the Transportation Security Administration at Philadelphia International Airport comes with a perk. You get to throw people in jail for no good reason and still keep your job.
Wait, what?
Oh, not another TSA fucking dude. I hate them so much.
If that's the case, why is Charles Kaiser still employed by the TSA?
Kaiser Soze?
Roger.
Kaiser Soze. Inventor of the Kaiser rule?
Mm-hmm. But Roger Vanderklok.
Round and round the Vanderklok.
That's actually a third cousin last name of mine.
Had the misfortune. Has the misfortune of going through Kaiser security screening area at 8 a.m. January 26th in Terminal B. Vanderklok, 57, is a Philly architect who runs half marathons twice a month. He flies.
No one cares about his half marathon. Stop bragging about it.
Jesus
Christ. Oh my God, we get it. You're over 30 and you can run 26 miles and it's a big whoop for your wife.
I hate marathon runners too.
On this day.
Who talks more about sporting events? Marathoners or fucking CrossFitters?
CrossFitters. On this day, he was headed to Miami in his carrying.
Who the hell cares?
On this day, he was headed to Miami. In his carry-on bags was a packet of power bars. Oh, my God.
Bars are the worst.
This guy should have been detained. You know what? I'm sure this TSA guy was just like, what a douche. And then just was like, fuck you. That's probably the reason why he threw him in jail.
Hold on. He had a packet of power bars and a heart monitoring watch.
Ugh. We get it. You're healthy.
Fitbits, bro.
When the bag went through the X-ray scanner, the item looked suspicious to TSA agent whom Kaiser supervises.
Yeah, actually, power bars do kind of look like plastic explosives.
Yeah, does the old ones.
For the next 30 minutes, screeners checked the bag several times. Vanderklok told them that the tube-shaped case in the bag contained his watch. Then he was asked if his bag contained organic matter. Vanderklok said no, as he thought organic matter meant fruits or vegetables. Power bars which contain milk, grain, sugar are considered organic matter and can resemble a common explosive. Terrorists often use small electronic devices like a watch to detonate explosives, hence the agent's concern. Once the items were deemed harmless, Vanderklok said he told Kaiser that if someone had only told him what organic matter meant, he could have saved everyone a lot of trouble. Kaiser then became confrontational. Vanderklok said he calmly asked to file a complaint. He then waited while someone was supposedly to receive the proper form. Instead, Kaiser summoned the Philly police. Vanderklok was taken to an airport holding cell, and his personal belongings, including his phone, were confiscated while the police investigated him. Vanderklok was detained for 3 hours in the holding cell, missing his plane. Then he was handcuffed and taken to the 18th District 56 Pine, placed into another cell.
Don't worry, he probably had a lot of energy eating that power bar earlier.
He says that no one, neither the police officers at the airport nor detectives at the 18th, told him why he was there. He didn't find out until he was arraigned at 2 a.m. that he was being charged with threatening the placement of a bomb and making a terrorist threat.
Oh my God.
Vanderklok.
That is fucking, dude.
Vanderklok's odyssey finally.
So mad right now.
At 4 a.m. when his wife paid 10% of a $40,000 bail.
When
I heard this story, my first thought was Vanderklok had to have said something outrageous for others to respond. In fact, Kaiser said as much at Vanderklok's trial.
What?
Under oath, Kaiser told the court that he had been monitoring Vanderklok's interaction with the back screener because I saw a pastor becoming agitated. Hands were in the air and in something we deal with regularly, but I don't let it go on my checkpoint. Kaiser intervened. He said that that's when Vanderklok complained that he was screening was delaying him. While he said that he had both hands and fingers extended up towards the ceiling up in the air at the time, shaking them. Vanderklok also put his fingers in my face and he said, let me tell you something, I'll bring a bomb through here any day if I want, and said, you'll never find it. Vanderklok repeated the aggressive finger pointing 2 more times.
Wait, okay.
Kaiser testified.
Those are 2 completely different versions of the story. Reading. So who do we believe right now?
I'll get to it. But there's the thing, airport surveillance videos show nothing of the sort. Throughout the search, Vanderklok appears calm, his laptop computer is tucked under his arm, and his hands are clasped in front of him the entire time. Without any fuss, he follows agents when they move him from part of the screening area to another. He smiles a little. Not once does he raise his hand.
Yes. What part of this TSA agent, he under oath said that, which by the way, that's
felony.
Perjury.
It's a felony.
Yeah. So what part of him didn't think they were going to pull...
By the way, it's definitely a felony when you're a federal agent. Neither Kaiser, not once did he raise his hands, not once did he point his finger in Kaiser's face. If anyone became agitated, the video shows it was Kaiser. And by the way, this isn't like some weird conspiracy theory. This is just Philly.com.
Right.
Neither Kaiser nor his colleagues appear alarmed at the bomb threat Vanderklok had allegedly made. They chat and laugh with one another behind the desk, check their cell phones, sip a soda. Another wanders around the area, straightens and bends. 2 more assist an elderly couple with wheelchairs. They do not summon the FBI, clear passengers from the area, do not protect gear, do not put dawn protective gear, or appear to do anything suggesting there was a bomb. And here's the other thing. Kaiser alleged that Vanderklok told them, I'll bring a bomb here anytime I want and you'll never find out. But that's not what Kaiser told police. According to the report, Kaiser... told the responding officer that anybody could bring a bomb in here and nobody would know. The first statement is a threat forbidden by law. The second is an opinion protected by it. Vanderklok said he made neither statement, yet he was treated like a shoe bomber. Even talking about it 2 years later, it still rattles him. I was scared to death. I have never been arrested in my life. Throughout
now,
the
hold
night,
on. What, yeah. I'm sorry, you're gonna get to it. I apologize.
Throughout the night, I was in a dark place. No one knew I was. No one knew where I was.
Scared, man.
Yeah. While Vanderklok was worrying, so was his wife, Eleanor. Ugh. When her husband travels, his routine is to call her when he boards the plane, blah, 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 blah. She calls his Miami hotel. He never checked in. I was so scared, blah, 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 blah. You were scared. You were scared. At trial, Kaiser was the first and only witness to testify. Municipal Dutch Felice Stack acquitted Vanderklok on all charges within minutes, within hearing of the testimony. Vanderklok's lawyer, Thomas Malone, didn't get a chance to question the Philadelphia police officers and detectives who were involved in the arrest, nor did they get to show the surveillance footage. The police at the airport never even questioned Mr. Vanderklok. They just detained him. The detectives at the 18th District also never spoke with him. He was charged based on a single allegation from the TSA employee. And by the way, keep this in mind. To become a TSA agent, it's super easy. It's not hard. It's as simple as joining the post office.
Now, hold on. I'm hoping this guy got either charged with a felony, right?
Let me keep reading. Last week, Malone filed suit on Vanderklok's behalf against the TSA, the Philadelphia Police Department, and the Department of Homeland Security, alleging that Vanderklok was willfully deprived of his liberty since he was the gall to say what he wanted. He had the gall to say he wanted to file a complaint. The city and the TSA declined to comment. That's because, you know what? They give him this power, the TSA. That's what it is. Vanderklok arrest reeks of payback from the TSA supervisor who, to give the benefit of the doubt, was perhaps having a bad day. But the same supervisor's behavior on April 8th, when he swore under oath to things that were not true, is not evidence of a bad day. It's evidence of someone.
How dumb was this guy?
Who will swear? There's cameras everywhere in airports.
They didn't even have to pull up the footage. Like the judge and whoever was part of that thing just was like, "Yeah, you're lying."
Yeah, I don't know if that makes
one and only fired or what happened with him.
That's it. That's all. That's where they're at right now.
Yeah. So this is still ongoing.
This is from today. Posted today.
Yeah, because what I want to know is, if you lie under oath and they find out that you lie under oath, what happens to that person?
It's perjury. It depends on the judge whether they were forced or not. They probably won't. I mean, they probably won't. I guarantee you they won't.
And I'm assuming that Vanderklok never got his bond money back. You know,
right.
So they probably had... Did they really have to spend $40,000 to get him out?
10% of it. $4,000.
Oh.
So $4,000. That's still fucking bullshit.
No, it should be zero for doing nothing but saying file a complaint. And the thing is, they scare you because they can't do that, and they could get away with it to a point. Where
and that's just
up.
It. Is like stories like this. Like when I see a TSA agent being that much of a douche.
Yeah.
Like this is what makes me not want to say anything, because I don't want to have to go through that again.
Of course not.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that mean for us? Where if somebody really is doing a poor job at you know, the airport, do we never complain? Because anytime we complain, we're going to get arrested.
Basically,
like,
yeah.
Like,
they've
I'd
been
be
given
afraid.
This amount of power that is just ridiculous. At this point.
I would be
and
too
flight
afraid.
Attendants. Dutch knows about it in flight attendants.
Yes,
all right, yeah,
too.
Dutch pissed off a flight attendant. Had two
luckily,
cops waiting.
Yeah, yeah, dude. That exact story that you just read, I just remembered. Yeah, dude. That exact same thing would have happened to me had the cop that happened to be there to pick me up or to, you know, escort me off the plane, it wasn't one of my buddies.
Yep.
Now
the fact that he was one of my buddies, it was like, all right, we're not even gonna fucking file the paperwork, dude. Just get out of here.
So let me ask the group this: if the Vanderklok guy decided not to ask for paperwork right then and there, but instead ignored it, got on his flight, got to Miami, and then tried to look up the same paperwork online from the comfort of not being in the airport,
it would have went nowhere.
Okay.
It goes nowhere. Even if you fell on it, doesn't
TSA
matter.
Has an inordinate amount of power that they should not have.
If the TSA had a Yelp rating, it'd be really bad, is what I'm saying. It wouldn't be good. It would be bad.
What do you think their TripAdvisor would say?
Don't go. Do not go.
So how is it that a TSA agent could get fired for doing a bad job?
It's very difficult to fire government employees in general.
Well, the ones that were caught stealing all got fired.
They got fired because, and it took 2020 showing or 60 minutes, one or the other, showing up on their door and knocking.
60 minutes.
60
and
minutes.
Saying, it's not the 90s, right, bro. That's the thing. It's like yeah. when the it's news, on, look, we, you no, know, we always trash it? News as much we hate them, but like okay. that's when shit actually gets done is when it, the news actually show up.
So what we're all saying is, if you're getting bullied by the TSA, don't file a complaint there, but then go to your local news source and ask 100%. For them to do an investigation?
Absolutely.
Is that the best way to handle it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the best way to handle almost anything.
Or do what he did and get arrested and then go to the news agency afterwards with like actual proof.
It's like you said, you know, you really feel power. Like, you know, right before the whole 9/11 thing, always forget. Before 9/11,
never forget. No, it's actually never.
Never forget.
You're supposed to not forget it.
Ooh, I got some apologies to make then.
John?
So.
Yes.
No.
So,
it's fine. Don't worry about it.
What was I going to say?
9/11 was an inside job.
After 9/11, the fucking flight attendants became militarized, where they could do what the fuck they want, like anything, just anything they want to you.
They carry AR-15s.
Sir, sit down. The captain is taking a shit.
What? But I'm just scratching my.
Sir, get your seat now.
But I need to fix it.
Sir, I don't care if you shit all of yourself and the baby next to you. Sit down.
Okay, I
the
guess
the captain is taking a pee.
All right, I guess I'll have to sit down. Yeah, because you know what I love about that? Ooh, they put a drink cart there. Yep, cabin is inaccessible. I can't get past a drink cart and fucking, a 90-pound lady.
Yeah, the drink cart and Ethel are going to stop me from getting through the cockpit.
The fucking drink cart and this old lady are just going to just stop him. Shut up. I'll kick the drink cart on the old lady. Come on.
Guy cunt.
Well,
get out of here.
Should have been replaced by vending machines.
If it's the wedding singer and you have Billy Idol, no one talks to Billy Idol that way, and you'll stop him with a drink cart.
Oh, yeah, you should tell the dude.
Nice reference, John.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've never really had a terrible issue with going through airport security. Like, yeah, I've been extra body scanned with the metal wand thing. And
Sarkeesian.
I've gone through... No, actually, that I would say that I would have expected worse. And my old maiden name, you know, didn't really get me a whole lot of extra scrutiny, but...
Lopez does?
Well, I don't think I've even flown with Lopez yet, so who knows? Next time I fly, I'll let you know.
Stopped all the time.
Did I ever tell you guys when the TSA stopped me because they thought that my wheels of cheese were plastic explosives?
It's our favorite story of all time.
Did you remember?
John, whenever I have a large amount of cheese, I think of you and laugh about your cheese being larger and you trying to eat all of it.
For new listeners who don't know, John was coming back, was it Vermont, correct?
No, I was coming back from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, there you go. And one of the gifts at the wedding that you went to was cheese. Am I correct?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, you had to eat all the cheese before you got on the plane because they thought
I didn't eat all of it, but I had to take a bite out of it to like prove to them that it wasn't. Sir, if this is cheese, where's like the markings? I'm like, sir, it's homemade. Oh, really? Because it was all vacuum sealed like wheels of cheese that just and there was no marking saying
he made you open it and take a bite.
Yeah,
that's really odd. That's an odd way to test if something's a bomb.
They even took like liquid paraffin and like they put it on my hands to see if I had any like gunpowder residue.
This most recent time I flew back from Omaha, actually, I got stopped by the TSA because I accidentally forgot to take my laptop out of my backpack.
Oh, you're that guy?
This is the first time
it's ever happened to me.
Slowing down the line.
They literally pulled everything out of my backpack,
including
the butt plugs and the dildo. It was really embarrassing. And then they felt me up. Mm. It was just like...
Hot?
Have you not seen a laptop? First of all, why do you have to take a laptop out? Like... You could look. People travel with laptops. Why is that the one thing you have to pull out? And it has to be in a separate container. Like, dude, I don't. Like, you could keep your iPad in there. That's electronic. Why does the laptop have to come out?
I don't know the answer to that question, but you did give me an idea that the next time I fly with carry-on luggage, I'm going to fly with all my sexual toys and take them out one by one.
That would be
out
amazing.
Of my bag and make them scan it.
That would be unreal.
That'd be really funny.
There's more than one. It would take a while.
You should take them out just one by one and like lay them. And there's this one and there's this one.
But
and
then
you said all electronic devices.
There's this one. This one has batteries in it.
But actually, like, you know, take them out by name.
Yeah.
You know, like, and here's Oathkeeper, and you know, just make them feel really uncomfortable and like kind of wink at that one. Like, eh?
Yeah, you were calling it a laptop.
I was going to say, the entire chat room caught on to that fact that I said laptop instead of laptop.
Yeah, laptop.
Did I fuck that up? I'm sorry.
Laptop.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right, got to write that up for a botch.
You Philly piece of shit.
Sorry.
Motown Philly back again.
La, da, 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 da.
Are we doing a little East Coast song?
Nailed it. You have a story, Marie?
I could have a story.
Well, fucking read it then, bitch.
All right. Is this a story?
Whoa.
What, John?
Nothing.
Oh.
Go ahead.
We're getting a little bit liberal with the bitch word.
Whoa, hey. Sorry.
Tinder girl's icebreaker just fucked
Edelman.
No lie.
Did you see this, Dutch?
Who, like Julian Edelman?
Julian Edelman. This chick fucked Edelman, took a picture of it, post Edelman sleeping next to her, took a selfie, and it says, just fucked Edelman, no lie.
Who the fuck is Julian Edelman?
He was like the star of the Super Bowl. He's a wide receiver for the New England Patriots. Oh, he's really good.
There's a picture, Dutch.
He used to be a quarterback in college.
Look at the picture, Dutch. In the chat, if you want to see that, it's on Tinder.
He looks like he would like punch her.
Why would you put it on Tinder?
Why not?
That's what I'm wondering.
Why not like Twitter?
I would put it everywhere. I would tattoo it on my back.
It's going down. I'm yelling Tinder.
We don't know how Sabrina got this picture, whether what she did with which she's claiming to have done with Julian Edelman, but she did say no lie. Oh, and to be fly on the what'll be a fly on the wall when she and Stephanie trade war stories.
Do you think he's fucked a lot of women?
Is Edelman married?
No.
Do you think he found her on Tinder?
I don't think he needs to find her on
Tinder. Do you think he uses Tinder?
Can I find him
on Tinder?
I think I probably... Maybe. Yeah, why wouldn't you? I mean, because the second your picture pops up, you're a god in New England right now. So
most people probably think it's fake. I would.
I wonder how many celebrities are on Tinder that you can actually, have sex with.
True.
That's a good question, John. Find everyone on Tinder, fuck them, and then find out if they're a celebrity.
Go.
Tinder works, man.
In that order.
Do it.
How does it work again?
Yes. You put your penis in their vagina.
You swipe one way for yes and the other way for no.
Just download the app. You'll find out.
Well, I mean, you know, John is a wholesome boy, and Joel, you're not.
What, like a loaf of bread?
Yes.
You are a wholesome loaf of bread.
Really are.
I'm a scumbag, so.
Yes. Right. So
well, basically, the way
Dutch
works,
is like a
John.
Loaf of shit.
So help John out. What do you do?
Go ahead, Marie. I'm sorry.
No, I'm asking, what do you do? How have you used Tinder?
What do you do here?
Before Kels, I was using... Basically, all you do is you have five pictures.
Oh, he has to preface it now.
Well, no, I was actually going to lead into that whole thing. Like, how did you think she got a hold of me in the first place? So, But anyways, so, John.
So boring and forever taking. Well,
you asked me to say it.
What'd I do?
No, I was asking Dutch to explain to you, John, how Dutch uses Tinder so that
apparently
you can learn
Royce
how to
is
use
bitter
Tinder.
About this. So.
I didn't do anything.
He's pushing buttons.
I didn't do anything.
Who pushed the button then?
I don't know. Go ahead.
It's an app where you basically you have five pictures of you up there, and essentially, if you like a person who's also on the app, so you just search for girls in your area, you can say like or no to each one of them, and you'll never know if a girl says no to you. The only time you'll know anything is if you both say yes to each other. If you both like each other, then a chat window pops up, and you can start talking to each other, and there you go. It's as simple as that.
Huh. Okay.
Is it localized to the area you're in?
Basically, it grabs your phone location and goes, and you could tell it, okay, within 10 miles, within 50 miles, within 40 miles of your location, and then any girl who happens to be on,
like,
you can
is it
say
finding,
yes or no.
Is it finding, like, lat long? Like, if you're walking down, you know, Broadway in New York City, and I'm also walking down Broadway, does it realize it, like, I'm getting closer to you?
No. It doesn't track you like
it. Just says within a mile.
Within a mile.
Like a stalker app?
Miles. Yeah, it's not the CIA.
It's not like that. Yeah. It just says you're within a mile of each other.
Oh, okay. So. And then somebody in the chat was a Will. Yeah, Will just posted the Julian Edelman chick was a bold-faced liar. Even though she said no lie, she was lying.
What do you mean she was a liar?
TMZ.com.
Doesn't mean she's a liar. She says she made a mistake. Doesn't mean she's a liar.
Yeah.
So that guy isn't Julian Edelman?
The woman who snuck the picture of sleeping Julian Edelman while in the same bed and then posted it on Tinder admits the move was a huge mistake and she feels terrible about it. The woman, Sabrina, has been under fire all day long and has been blackballed from Boston nightclubs by people who claim she invaded Edelman's privacy in a major way. We spoke with Sabrina, who tells us, I made a mistake. I feel really bad about it.
She didn't make a mistake. She thought that she was doing something clever and got caught. Now she can't go to Boston nightclubs, and so she feels really bad about it.
He passed out, and I was bored, I guess. I was drunk, and I made a mistake, and I feel terrible about it. Sabrina also said that she doubts the nightclub ban in Boston will hold up. I definitely got in my fair share of clubbing in Boston, and I have friends who work there. And say, okay, it's just your club. Who gives a shit? And she added, some of the players were texting me that they were really disappointed. Obviously made a mistake. She fucked him.
Oh.
She's just so sorry for taking the picture. I told you.
Oh, it was really him, but she feels sorry that she posted on Tinder.
Why don't you read Fox News before you start yelling things?
Sorry, she kept saying it was a mistake, and I thought it was a mistake. Christ, like she
at least,
mistook
if, at
the
least if you're going to talk like fucking Fox News, be Greta.
That's definitely Julian Edelman. I could tell by the face.
Oh, okay.
The dumb beard. Did I tell you that, like, I there was a girl that I was hooking up with, and her best friend was, like, Jay Cutler's fuck buddy? And I know that because I hung out with him one night.
You fucked Jay Cutler?
This is back when Jay Cutler used to play for the Broncos, obviously.
So you had sex with him?
Huh? Oh, I totally fucked him.
Good.
He had diabetes, and he had to leave early in the morning to go get his insulin.
He's terrible.
Dude, when he played for... I'm not even joking. Like, I literally was at a bar with, like, the chick that I was fucking and her best friend, and he shows up. I'm like... Holy shit, it's Jay Cutler. I didn't know like what to say to him, so I didn't. But I, you know, at the time I was like, I don't want to be like the only talk about football guy. So like we basically just had like the most of conversation we had was trashing people who walked by. And that was about it.
Never name drop Dutch. My friend Chris Parnell
told
me
that. No, I was just saying
that.
Like, huh?
My friend Chris Parnell told me that.
Oh, okay. So, I just remembered. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. He used to fuck bitches all the time before he ran into the Girl from the Hills.
Language.
Allegedly, you don't know that.
Did you guys?
Oh,
like
no, she was a bitch. She was a bitch.
Did you and Jay Cutler like each other on Tinder?
No, it was
Are
just
you
a
Facebook
quick
friends
like
now?
Little 15-minute conversation we
Facebook
had at
friends
most.
Now? No,
you guys hang out like all the time.
You guys are besties.
Is he following you on Twitter? At least? Can you DM him?
Are you, can you guy? Yeah, can you DM? Be like, hey, bro, I hung out with you at that bar.
You know what? I tell
time.
A relatable story to this thing and the fact that celebrities do just go out and fuck bitches in bars, and you have to turn it into that.
I don't know.
No,
if that's
I'm just
true.
Saying. Like, why did you send a message? Like, hey, bro.
They go to celebrity bars, like not like regular people like us can go into.
Well, yeah. That's the point. If you're a celebrity in Denver, like that's what you do.
What, like John Elway used car salesman?
I guess you're not a very good celebrity if you're in Denver.
No.
You're right. I should move out. I'm way too famous for this place.
Dutch, please.
Dutch is a big fish in a small, mile-high pond.
I am very famous.
He's so famous.
No, he's an idiot.
Remember when he said that he has 4 weddings to DJ later?
I know.
And a funeral.
He did bring that up.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk anymore on the show if you don't want me to. If you're going to sit there, I'm trying to add to the show, you shitheads.
Dutch, you're going to
Why is everybody turning on me right now?
Are there two Dutches in here?
You're going to DJ a funeral? How do you DJ a funeral?
I wasn't turning on you. I was agreeing. You're too big for Denver.
All right. This motherfucker's dead. Let me drop
I'm
going
to go back shopping for kangaroos.
No, you will not. You will close that kangaroo. You close kangaroo.net. Close it.
Fuck you. No.
You will close kangaroo.net.
Well, actually, I'm on petadvisor.com right now.
He should get a wallaby. They're way smaller than kangaroos.
Fine. If you're on Petadvisor, can you look up rhinos? Are they acceptable?
I want a larger one because I want to box them.
Dutch, can you look up...
It's a very dangerous day.
Dutch.
Down one of the worst Australians.
Look up rhinos. See what Petadvisor says about rhinos for me, please.
They're very ornery. What it says.
I know, but look it up. I
they're
want to
so
know.
They're so endangered right now.
I just
right
looked
now.
It up. It says they're very ornery.
No, they're very horny all the time.
That is a quote. That is a quote from the water boy. So what you're going to do is look up rhinos. Petadvisor is
no,
every animal,
not
right?
Horny, ornery.
Oh, they like to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, sure, whatever.
I thought that was a Philly way of saying horny. Hey, that bitch over there's horny.
Yeah, with a lap tap.
With a lap tap.
See, what you gotta do is you
hey,
gotta
get me a hoagie and a coke. I'm over here with my lap tap.
You cannot do the accent.
I know.
Once you get
first of all, it's hoagie.
You hoagie. Sorry, gayer. Sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
Once you get a rhinoceros as a pet, just cut off his horn.
Moosin.
Just cut off his horn and use it for special powers and such.
Such as?
Oh, it's good for boners. If you ground up like rhino tusk, Africans think it helps your boners. For real. Like, they really believe that shit.
Nice.
Do Africans need help with their boners?
I don't know. With AIDS.
No.
That's a big problem over there.
Seen a lot of big black cocks.
I mean, it's a good theory because rhino boners are probably really big.
Watch, they have like the smallest boners of the animal.
So rhinos probably have big dicks, I'm sure. Don't
animal that's large and not that flexible and
oh my god, please do not put rhino boners in the chat room.
Yeah. Lol, I'm looking at you.
It's not going
to
happen.
It is. It's exactly what's going to happen right now. You should probably go to break and look at all those rhino boners.
Oh yeah, they're pretty good size. I'm looking at them right now.
You guys want to go to break?
I don't know.
On those rhino boners?
No, I mean, hold on. I want to see one before we go to break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want to comment on the rhino boner?
Yeah, I don't want to just leave the audience hanging all flaccid there without letting them
know. They're really wanting Royce's.
Oh, no!
Found it.
It looks like an upside down cobra. No!
What do you mean,
like
no?
It's like a squash.
Oh, God!
Inside out banana.
No, yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Rhino
dick is weird.
Murray, get rid of that.
Doing it now.
Rhino dick is awful.
It looks like if it were much smaller, it would look like a plant sprouting a root.
Oh, stop posting. No.
There you go.
Oh, look at that. Look, that's not a bad rhino dick right there. It's a hard old rhino dick. Ready to fuck that rhino.
He is buff.
That's a buff ass rhino.
That looks photoshopped.
No, man, I'm pretty fucking far from okay, is what the other rhino's about to say.
The other one's smiling.
I'm just noticing rhinos have terrible biceps, though. They're all forearm.
Yeah, and forehead.
There's a rhino.
Oh, my God, those dicks are so big.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio. Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, deep beats, because the V is so deep. An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beats. bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See right there.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean,
my I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone?
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they...
morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Not like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you. You got a problem with what I'm saying, Larry? Untie your tongue and you come out here and talk, huh? Am I upsetting you, princess? You know, you want a prediction about the weather. You're asking the wrong Phil. I'll give you a winter prediction. It's gonna be cold. It's going to be gray, and it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. That rejoiner is from Groundhog's Day. Man, I watched
I
it again
Bill
recently.
So
God,
much.
What a
documentary.
What a great movie.
There were bits that Royce and I were cracking up legitimately because we didn't remember we're in the movie or missed it every other time. Like, There was one scene where he meets Ned Ryerson for like the first time, and Ned explained, like, he's like, "You don't remember me?" You know, he's listening off all these things, and then he lists something about having a belly button thing.
Did you ever go pro with that whole belly button thing?
And yeah, he just asked later, like, I lost it. I'm like, did you ever go pro with that whole belly button thing?
My favorite thing about that entire movie is you forget how incredibly dark that movie is. There's a scene where he drops a toaster while he's sitting in the tub, like trying to kill. Like, it's just become so depressing for a few minutes. And you're just like, oh, wait. Every time I watch that movie, it's fantastic.
Does anybody else here want to go for some flapjacks?
I mean, that movie really explained, if you had to relive every day for 1,000 years or however long, like, you would try fucking everything from enjoying it to being miserable to taking advantage of it to just, like...
Trying to fuck the same girl 1,000 times.
When he eats that whole pastry in one bite, that scene where he just gets the whole pastry and shoves it in his mouth is one of the funniest Bill Murray scenes of all time.
Rest in peace, Bill Murray.
Yeah, he's not dead. Yeah. He's not dead.
He died in Zombieland.
No, he's actually still alive.
Yeah, but I mean,
but they killed him though.
Listen,
yeah, he's the reason. I saw him get shot. Rita making the Ghostbuster movie with a whole bunch of stupid ugly chicks.
Listen, Rita, I'm a god. I mean, I'm not the god. I'm a god. Troubled actor Randy Quaid's bizarre YouTube meltdown.
Amazing.
What happened?
Get ready for this.
What happened?
Oh my God, is he back?
This is amazing.
What is going on with his beard?
I'm Randy Quaid.
We know who you are.
This is my wife, Evie. I help media giants News Corp and Warner Brothers Entertainment earn well over $1 billion for the film's Independence Day and Christmas Vacation.
He's right.
What did I get in return? A Warner Brothers exec, Bruce Boss. Berman, stole my...
He helped. You were an actor in that. There's a lot of other actors in those movies as well.
It makes it sound like it's all about him. Like, remember the fucking Randy Quaid fucking the Vegas vacation that was just him and his family?
Yes.
That wasn't that great.
It was amazing.
No,
it was
well awful. Over $1 billion for the film's Independence Day and Christmas Vacation. What did I get in return? A Warner Brothers exec, Bruce Berman, stole my house. And News Corp's The New York Post continues to smear me to high heaven with a pack of lies. For good measure, Warner Brothers even had my wife and I falsely arrested 6 times by TMZ. No, for real.
I didn't know they can arrest people.
I didn't know they had an authority.
How does TMZ arrest people?
Okay, well, they go put handcuffs on Dennis Quaid. And then
He looks like somebody from Duck Dynasty.
And then they make Randy show up save him.
Look at him. He looks great. He's looking really good.
Isn't last we heard of him, he had to move to Canada for tax evasion, and he was basically saying there was like a... Wasn't the word star whackers that he thought there was like a pack of assassins trying to kill celebrities?
Just watch the video. Let's all watch it together and enjoy this.
That's really how it works. Hashtag PMC. Police media corruption. Ba-dum!
Dutch.
He's doing good so far.
Dutch, can I get that as a drop?
Is one of those cops handcuffing him with pink handcuffs?
Yes.
I really need that as a drop in my life.
I can't see where we would use it, but sure.
Here we go.
I falsely arrested 6 times by TMZ. No, for real. That's really how it works. Hashtag PMC. Police media corruption. Ba-dum!
All right.
Evie and I have been put through a living hell. A living hell of biblical proportion. So how do we retaliate? What do we do?
Hire a lawyer?
Well, I still have a few tricks, too.
You might want to tell police about that.
This is the very same shirt that I wore in ID4 when I saved the world.
Oh, he saved it.
He saved the shirt that he wore on Independence Day?
He saved the world. He did save the world.
Now his wife is about
to... He does know that movie sucks, right?
His wife is about...
Whoa!
You did not just shoot that green shit at me, Dutch. Now, his wife's about to put Rupert Murdoch's mask on, and he's about to simulate doggy style, so get ready.
Another act that Rupert Murdoch still hasn't thanked me for. So, Rupert, you want to f*** me? I'm going to f*** you. Evie, put this on.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Does he really fuck her?
Nah, it's simulated.
Through the art of motion picture.
Where's the rest of the video? Hold on.
Oh, they didn't. You don't have the full video.
Let me find. Let me see. Don't worry, Dutch. If it's out there, I'm going to find it.
So they let him keep the shirt from Independence Day?
Yes.
Maybe, or did he just take it from his the wardrobe trailer?
Maybe it was his. You don't know.
Maybe Rupert Murdoch fucked him.
I fuck you so hard.
So hard.
What does Rupert Murdoch sound like? I don't know.
Not that.
I've never heard of him. Well, who's Rupert Murdoch? Hold on.
Do you know what money sounds like?
I guess
like?
He's an exec of some sort.
Now I have to look up
Rupert Murdoch owns a majority of all media based in this country.
Yeah,
pretty much. What do you think Dennis Quaid is thinking, like, when this whole thing came out? Like, oh, dude, Randy, what are you doing, man?
He's on drugs.
Like, does he still love him as a brother, or did he pretty much, like, shut him, like,
publicly, I'm sure doesn't help him.
Oh, man, if you just Google Rupert Murdoch videos, Randy Quaid's video comes up throughout every single related search result.
Oh, my God, can I just find the original video? I'm sick of seeing goddamn fucking...
All right. In the meantime, I'm going to listen to Rupert Murdoch talk about Muslims because I want to hear what his voice sounds like.
It's awful. This is going to be bad.
I need to get a feel for what is. I have no idea who this guy is. So,
he owns Fox News. Royce in the chat. Roy Crack or Black on Crack. I put the video in there.
Oh, thank you. That will help.
Yeah, this is the most powerful media mogul in the country.
Yeah, he owns Fox.
He owns more than just Fox.
No, but I'm just saying that's his. People know him for.
That's a good starting point.
That's a good starting point.
Hi, I'm Randy.
Let's get to the butt fucking. Okay, here you go. Here we go. Oh boy, here we go.
Maybe you'll thank me for this.
At least he spit on it.
Spits
first,
on his hand
like a gentleman.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, the dog.
The dog is in the background.
What is Bob Levy on?
Together, Rupert. Yeah. Together, Rupert. Together, we'll wipe out police media corruption. Yeah, Rupert.
You think he would have put the dog outside?
You think when he does anal with his wife, he says, shitter's full?
I just want to know, like, how often does this happen where the dog knows this isn't good? I need to bark at this.
Probably pretty often in that home. You think that was their first take, or they did several takes?
No, that was one take. They call Randy the one take Quaid. Randy one take Quaid. That's his
He's
name.
Had plenty of practice pretending to fuck Rupert Murdoch.
Haven't Ball we says Randy Quaid has only been good in two movies, or has only been in two good movies. Which two? I don't know any two of these actually been in that are actually good. Because
the vacation movies. Christmas Vacation.
Okay, he was in that one.
Yeah, all the vacation movies he was good in. The ones that are Chevy Chase in, at least.
Right. But apparently, if it wasn't, according to Randy, if it wasn't for him, they would have never made any money.
Well, yeah, that's pretty obvious. I think we all know that, right?
I think.
Can we have like an honor killing of him? Like, enough with Randy Quaid. Like, he doesn't need to exist anymore. He doesn't contribute anything.
I thought he faded away. I can't believe that he actually came out with a video.
He was in Kingpin.
He was in Kingpin.
He was in Kingpin.
He was in Brokeback Mountain.
Okay, that's...
Yes, he was.
Oh.
You know what? I'll give him Kingpin.
That's probably why he spit in his hand. Because he was in Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. He knew what to do.
Well, that's just kind and courteous.
Rosenberg police arrested a daycare worker today. They say Sandra Cernok repeatedly kicked a 2-year-old boy who was napping on the floor.
What?
Well, that's what he gets for laying on the floor.
He kicked him in a penis.
No.
Worker today. They say Sandra Cernok repeatedly kicked a 2-year-old boy who was napping on the floor. The center called the boy's mother and she filed charges against that caregiver. She says the suspect had always treated her children well before.
Whenever I would drop them off, she was always the first one that they used to run to and give her a hug every morning. So it was just complete disbelief.
Yeah, so they wouldn't get
used by her. Very, very glad that the daycare did exactly what they were supposed to do in a very timely manner. It's a really good daycare. It's just was a very
except sometimes the kids are going to get kicked in the head. I mean, right. It happens. It's a good daycare, you know?
Very unfortunate.
My kids got fucking...
The daycare fired that worker who at last check was in the Fort Bend County Jail on a $15,000 bond.
That's
James
it.
Bond.
So let me get this straight. The guy that was complaining about the TSA had a larger bond?
Yes.
Than she did?
The lady who kicked somebody in the head, yes.
Somebody, a child.
A child.
A sleeping child,
yes.
At a daycare. And she was the teacher.
Yes.
What was the kid doing, though? Let's be fair here.
Sleeping.
I've seen the video. There's a whole bunch of kids that are just actually napping, and like she just
Post the video because I wasn't here. I want to see it.
Okay, fuck yeah, we gotta see that.
Now,
I mean, it actually video there with the news story. Yeah,
no, it really wasn't.
I can see how a sleeping child would infuriate a teacher. Fuck you, kid.
Damn, Murray.
What is up with these websites that are always have to autoplay fucking videos?
They always be tripping. Yo,
did someone find the video? Because I don't.
Of what?
I thought John had it.
It was on my Facebook.
Let's see.
Anywho, I don't know. I mean, what are you supposed to do when a kid's just sleeping there? Not kick him?
Dutch, okay, let's switch topics here a little bit. Hold on. What?
Wait. No, I want to see this kid getting kicked.
Find it.
I'm trying.
Try harder.
John, pull up your Facebook, dude. Help us out here.
Do some work.
What are we looking for? Sorry, I found a video of this high school pitcher. He's 5'10", and... throws lefty, daughter of a former NFL major league.
We're not talking about any of that.
I know, but it's a video.
Okay.
I found it. You guys were looking for the video.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move on if it's okay with everybody.
It's fine with me.
Thank you.
I didn't have the video, so.
There was a video?
If you wanna see the best tweet that's ever been tweeted ever.
Yes.
Talked about it before the show, but
go to Twitter.
I want to know. It's at LaWanda Jenkins.
The LaWanda Jenkins?
Dutch, can you do me a favor? It's in the chat room. Can you read it for me?
Okay. Yes, you should get vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if that make your kid artistic? That don't always mean he's gay.
Very well done. Very well done.
That's exactly how it's spelled out.
Right. And she's right. Just because if you vaccinate your kid, if he becomes artistic, doesn't mean he's going to be gay. I mean, she's 100% right. That's what I've been saying.
How the fuck?
I had the link for the video.
Yeah, put it in the chat room.
Please, John. Thank you.
Wow. First of all, you should get vaccines.
Uh-huh.
No, it's spelled V-A-C-C-I-N-E. And so what if it makes your kid artistic?
Dutch, how do you spell vaccines?
That don't always mean
no, Dutch,
he's
really,
gay.
How do you spell vaccine?
Not that way.
Oh, no. How? I want to know.
How do you spell it?
Precisely that way.
Is that how you spell vaccines? With two C's?
Yeah.
Of course, Sean, John, there you go. You put it broken. Like, this one should work.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You better fucking apologize. Is this Nancy Grace?
Yes.
I fucking hate Nancy Grace.
Shit, that is how you spell vaccine. I've never actually spelled that word out before.
Big dumb idiot.
Oh, shit. I'm an idiot. Okay.
It's all right. It's like when
I thought it was just one C. Okay, I'm a complete moron. I didn't know there was two C's in that word.
You're a C, all right.
I didn't know pterodactyl started with a T, so don't feel too bad.
Yeah, pterodactyl.
It starts with a P.
Oh, that's right. The P. Sorry. Not
okay, we're
teeth.
Both dumb. I don't feel so bad now.
Sorry.
Oh, wow, there's two C's in that word. I've never, ever had to spell that word out before. I'm dumb, okay? I'm just as dumb
here's
as
the video.
Luanda.
Here's the video of the kicking.
There we go.
Here we go.
Ooh. Repeatedly.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Why is she doing it? I don't even get it.
Okay, she's not beating the kid. She's kicking the kid as if, like, to turn it over, and he's not doing it, and he's being lazy, and she's being annoyed at it.
Yeah, I'm not really that offended, guys.
She's
that
kicking.
Second one though looks like she kind of kicked him in the head though.
She's kicking his butt. She's kicking the kid as if somebody would kick a jellyfish on the beach to see if it does jiggle or is alive or anything. Like she's kind of like testing
the
waters.
Okay, that's not as bad as I thought it was going to be either. It looked like it was his head, but yeah, you're right, it is his butt.
Well, you thought he was going to, like, drop kick him or something?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought she was, like beating
what, like Hogan
kicking.
From the top rope?
Yes.
My mother's kicked me on the floor like that while I was awake. Like, get up and go outside.
Yeah, you're 25 years old. What are you doing?
No. I was,
get a job.
No, I was like,
why are you sleeping on the porch again?
I was like 13.
You couldn't make it to the room?
No, I was 13. I was definitely 13.
Domino in the chat. Yeah, she's poking at the kid, not curb stomping him.
Yeah, that's what they made this the story sound like.
It's true. They just totally made it like she was just beating the ever-living shit out of a sleeping kid for
Girl,
no reason.
Girl, you know it's true.
Ooh.
I kick you.
You want me to talk about the realtor in Virginia?
Yes.
Or realtors in Virginia being warned about a man making suspicious phone calls to only female realtor agents?
What's suspicious about it? So far, I'm fine with this guy. Go ahead.
Well, let me play this video
okay,
and enlighten
sure.
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. It's buffering.
It's buffering.
The Virginia Association of Realtors says they've received multiple reports of someone trying to coax realtors out to look at homes late at night from anonymous numbers. News Channel 3's Ian Preston spoke with a realtor to find out what home sellers can do to protect themselves.
From Chesterfield to Richmond to here in Hampton
Road. From Chesterfield.
Now, do you think this guy was suspicious that female realtors were really vampires?
Probably. I would be.
You think he was Buffy the Vampire Slayering them?
He's probably killing them, yeah.
He was David Bananas.
All right. Well, anyways, let's listen to what News Channel 3 has to say.
Women realtors are being targeted by someone trying to coax them out to look at homes late at night. According to the Virginia Association of Realtors, the person calls the women late at night saying they want to see a home, normally in rural areas, unfamiliar to the realtor.
I want to see a home, normally in rural areas.
The person uses a number that does not...
Yes?
No, I just want to hear what he has to say because I'm the same kind of guy.
Oh. Can we wait until the morning and I'll show you like 5 or 6?
No, it has to be right now.
Can you have anything by a field?
Preferably by fields.
I mean, I can look...
Especially ones that have kangaroos.
We really like fields.
I mean, I can look for certain homes that have like a square, an acre.
We're not buying it.
Well, yeah. If you're not buying it, then I'm not going to show it to you. It's a waste of my time.
We're totally buying it. We totally have credit.
Oh, okay. Cool, but can I wait until the morning?
No, it has to be really late because I work during the day.
Well, that's not actually going to work for me because...
Do you want the sale? Or?
Well, yeah, I totally want the sale.
What do you want?
But...
How much do you weigh?
Can you show up to my offices first, or do we have to show up to this random field?
I mean, how tall are you? Like, let's say, next to you, theoretically, like a box that could fit a person.
Are you allergic to shellfish?
All right, I don't feel like these questions are relevant, but I'm 5'8", and no.
Okay.
Well, 5'8", and how much weight? Because otherwise I'm going to hang up the phone.
Oh, my God. I'm like 160, but it doesn't look it.
Great, come Marie.
You have anything next to Gotham City? Time is of the essence. Come on, I have cash.
You actually, I'm trying to do you solid. You want to buy in Gotham City? There's a lot of crime there.
I want to have a layer.
Okay, well, there's some lovely homes with layers in the suburbs. You know, I just don't recommend you actually living in Gotham City. The whole town
yes,
was shut
but
down.
I love the commute.
Actually, you're not able to commute in or out. It's been like shut down for like 3 months. The whole police are like trapped and shit. It's really just not a good situation.
That is fine. I just use tunnels.
All right, let me finish the story. We only got like 30 seconds in.
For IDs. The BAR says in the last week, they've received 5 reports of such calls.
Sad,
he sounds like Dutch.
There to,
holy
you know,
shit.
Preys upon people who are vulnerable. You know, you go out by yourself and you show property. You're at their person's will. And it's just...
I mean, you
just,
dress in a sexy miniskirt, you're fucking asking for it, is what I'm saying. You're going to be out there in the middle of fucking property, showing properties, and you're going to fucking wear a pantsuit? Yeah, a guy's going to touch your butt.
You know...
He's got a point.
I've seen several a property shown by a realtor, and I've never once considered trying to molest them. That's on me.
It is on you. You're not trying hard
It's because you're a girl.
That
means
irrelevant.
Nothing.
It's Marie.
John, are you anti-feminism? Because if I want to molest somebody, I can damn well molest somebody just like any man can.
You go, girl. Yeah,
objection. You. Hearsay. Sidebar.
I can...
Is he just, like, saying things?
Yes.
It's very upsetting.
Rusty Hewlett is the chairman of the Hampton...
What the hell? What's his name? Rusty Hewlett?
Will.
Oh, man.
And it's just... it's very upsetting.
Rusty Hewlett is the chairman of the Hampton Roads Realtor Association.
What?
He's been telling every realtor to watch out for
these
calls.
I am Rusty Hewlett of Rusty Hewlett Realty.
Go on.
Go on.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Are you looking to see a home?
The Hewlett-Packard Corporation.
Are you looking to see a home in the dead of night? Are you not concerned about daylight or property or anything outside of being molested?
Are you
molested?
A vampire?
Do you consider rape just surprise sex?
Do you like to not live in thatched huts?
If you don't mind any of these things and you're just ready to get your kink on, then call Randy Hewlett. Or what was his name? Rusty Hewlett?
Randy Hewlett works better.
I did my best selling Fords. Now Tony Kukoc sell you realty.
You're saying it's Tony Kukoc's
realty? Oh, no,
now?
It's Tony Kukoc realty. Jesus Christ.
Michael Jordan BMW raped me in anus. So now I take all of earnings from bankrupt and make into realty homes.
I think he nailed it.
Oh, fuck.
All right, I'm not going to play any more of this story because Rusty Trombone over here is boring.
I don't think that's his real name.
Is that his real name?
Rusty Hewlett Packard. Whatever.
That's not my name. That's not my name. Whatever happened to those dudes?
Well, I guess we found out what their name was and they had nothing else to sing about.
Oh.
Yeah, now they're in witness protection, apparently.
How'd that happen?
Well, speaking of male callers... Why are male callers jamming a lesbian helpline in India?
To get to the other side.
Hello, this is Steve. Do you like vaginas?
Your name is not Steve.
More than 80% of calls to India's first lesbian helpline in Chennai.
I'm going to guess this is going to be their last lesbian helpline after this.
Chennai Twain.
Like scissoring goes.
I don't know.
Like, is that a real thing or is that just something that my mama told me?
Well, I guess most of the callers are men, 80%.
80%?
4 out of 5.
Hi, my name is Sharon.
No, you're not. You're not. Your name is not Sharon. You're a guy. Hang up.
Damn.
Damn it again. Foiled.
Aksum, a 24-year-old boxing coach who...
Bless you.
Thank you. A 24-year-old boxing coach who volunteers at the helpline said some men called to try and get contact numbers for lesbians while others were curious about lesbianism.
For contact numbers of lesbians?
Yeah.
Sir, I don't like men. I like women. Yes, but I can convert you. Yes.
Yeah, some men call up and say they have a sister or wife or relative who is attracted to women. Finally, they ask for contact numbers of lesbians. When we ask them to pass the phone to the woman, they refuse. A few men ask questions like how women are attracted to other women and how it is to be in a relationship.
Yes, please. I have a lamp that desperately needs rubbing, and it happens to be in my pants.
Okay,
that's only a genie. Oh, man,
did I get the joke right? She don't get it.
Are you just trying?
I'm sorry. I have a harem in my pants, and you're invited. I don't think it's a harem. Yes, I think it's a party. Is it a party? I have party in my. She hung up. What do you want to do?
I like away from the phone. Indian John is my favorite new character.
You want to get some baba ganoush? Okay. It's okay. I buy this time. Hello.
Damn, sir,
she hung up again.
Sir, this is the Indian Lesbian Helpline. Do you have a lesbian near you that needs help?
Yes, actually, my wife, she just recently, she got kicked in the head from goat, and now she wants to scissor daily. She does not like me anymore. She only like women.
Okay.
That's what I call. Yes.
Sir... Is your wife nearby, and does she have a question for me?
She is, where is she? Oh, she's in shower, washing away the lesbianism that is flowing through her anus.
Sir, I don't think you understand what lesbianism is. She may not either.
I love women, but I am a man. That's why I don't understand. I call hotline to maybe get her off of whatever she's... You must help her.
Okay, well, you can't... I'm not getting her off, sir. But
that's what... What kind of hotline... Okay, maybe it would work if you did house call.
Just,
sir, you called me, but she needs to be on the phone if she has a question. I don't think you're helping her if she really is attracted to females.
I asked them if they have Prince Albert in the can.
I'm going to ask him.
Okay,
Prince,
okay.
No, wait, no, I can't ask that.
I'm sorry.
Sir, don't ask me if Prince Albert's in a can.
Well, if he is, can you let him out?
You got her.
She totally did it.
You totally bombed it. Did she hang up or she still on?
You didn't get me, sir. Does your wife have a question about being attracted to another woman?
Well, being that she is a female, she is not allowed to use the telephone, so I have to translate like a wind talker.
Can you hold the telephone up to her ear and let her speak?
Okay. Hey, Annie, yes, come and talk to phone with other, Ahmed, get over. Hello?
All right, sir, that's obviously you making a female voice.
No, this is me. I am Susan.
All right, now you're just starting to sound like this character Juanita on this famous show. I don't
forget to ask her if her faucet's running.
Sir, don't ask me if my faucet's running.
Well, I must tell you, she is mensing and it is flowing like the Dead Sea.
Did you say mensing, sir?
She is totally mensing. The Dead Sea doesn't flow.
Oh my God. Do you even have a wife?
No.
Thank you, Josh. Oh God!
And scene.
Fucking two Indian guys prank calling is the best.
I wasn't sure if like the talking away from the microphone was gonna work.
That was very good. Oh, no,
that was great. Very funny.
That was very funny.
Oh fuck!
Well, speaking of people not understanding how sex works, on www.news.com.au. I didn't mean to start pressing play.
She's interrupting you, Marie. What are you going to do?
That's no, Marie, right. You should read the story at the same time as her.
No, do not.
And go.
I don't feel like doing that. Christian Church. Christ.
And take it away, Frank.
Christ Church office.
Wait, what?
I can't do Joel.
Way to work a mic. No mic.
Hey, we can't hear what you're saying. You're cutting out.
Sorry.
Christchurch office sex caught on camera from busy bar across the road.
Okay.
That was very wordy.
There's a video online.
No.
What is online? Wait, well, do you want to play this so that is it watchable?
No.
Wait, who's on first? Sure. I don't know. Third base.
Is anything watchable?
All right. So I should just play the audio?
Yeah.
All right.
Usually.
Anywho, this is Australian, so don't mind the accent.
Spin on the term public display of affection after being caught having sex in their well-lit office. The pair unwittingly showed their affection for each other inside their Marsh Limited offices in Christchurch, right across the road from surprise patrons at the busy Carlton Bar. Photos and videos of the late night sojourn have done the rounds on social media with thousands of likes and comments. It's understood the pair had assumed the tinted windows would stop anyone from seeing in. Marsh Limited has launched an investigation into the incident.
Is she Australian or is she like trying to do a southern accent?
No, she's Australian. That's Australian. This is an Australian news site.
That's so fucking
it's either hard. Australia or Kentucky.
Now, here's this couple that were fucking in the office that they caught on bar. It turns out, I was reading more, there was a follow-up. The guy's married and the chick's engaged to both, obviously, to someone else.
No.
Yeah.
And they were fucking in a church?
In an office. Not
unheard of.
In an office?
Yeah.
Hearsay. Sidebar.
An office in a church?
I don't know.
Because why did it say Christchurch?
I don't know, Marie.
Did she take it in the pew?
Okay, see, that
does.
He means in the butt, doesn't he?
I shouldn't joke about
the church,
this.
Here's the steeple. Open the door, and here's her gaping asshole. Oh, yeah.
That's how it's very odd, and that's not how the poem goes. But
that's how it ends.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine. Yeah, Royce is right. They were cheating or something, or the engagement had broken off or some shit.
I gotta go to Pornhub and find the video.
Or at least that's what he said.
I never intended to kill his penis. I was just angry. Mapungalangala acid attack girl.
Yes, that's the name of my wife.
A 17-year-old Mapamlanga.
Not going to work here anymore.
Girl who poured acid on the boyfriend's genitals to punish him for distributing a pornographic video he made of her without her knowledge has blamed anger for her actions. I never intended to kill his penis. I was just angry and all I wanted was to make him kill
penis. Now, how do you kill a penis?
Very carefully.
You got to stab it with a silver cross with garlic wrapped around it.
That's a vampire.
Under a full moon in their coffin.
No.
Wait, am I mixing movies up?
Just watch Rosie O'Donnell have sex.
God. It's dead.
Super hot.
What did she
think? There goes my boner.
What did she think was going to happen when she poured acid?
I don't know, that his penis would turn into a Batman villain. I heard about the video from one of my classmates.
Tudyk?
Yeah, Tudyk.
Wait, is that the guy with two dicks?
Do you think it melted like staring at the Ark of the Covenant?
Yeah, his penis name was Harvey Bent, and then when he put acid on it, he turned into two dick.
Harvey Bent, can we trust him?
I heard about the video from one of my classmates, and I thought that they were joking, but when I saw the video for myself, I lost my mind. The girl whose name is known to a SAPA correspondent but cannot be published because she is a minor.
She who must not be named?
Yes. Attacked Humphrey Causa, 25, with battery acid while he was drinking beer with his friends at a tavern in Cork Village.
Where does one get enough battery acid to kill a penis?
Batteries. She said that Causa had tricked her because she was not aware he was not using a condom or that he was filming them. I had to do something to show him that I was angry and I wanted to hurt him so I could see the messy that he messed with the wrong girl, she said.
Ooh, you're angry.
She searched in her phone.
You are angry.
I had to do something to show him that I was angry and wanted to hurt him. So
I got battery acid.
She searched in her father's tools for a wheel spanner she could use. A wheel spanner?
A Jesse wheel spanner?
Mm-hmm. Could use it to teach Causa a lesson. While I was searching, I came across an old acid bottle.
Go on.
I took it.
Why would he have that in his tool shed?
And rent to
for killing penises, of course.
And went straight to his regular drinking place. I got there and became angry or didn't hesitate to pour the acid on him. Causa, who had a problem with his name being published but asked not to be photographed, said he had been dating the girl since December. Everything happened in a blink of an eye. I saw her and then was coming with a bottle, but I didn't realize she was carrying acid. She's angrily calling me a dog. He asked how in the world I could have done such an evil thing to her. It was only then that I realized that she had talked about the video that I took while we're having sex. In the video, Causa is seen pushing the girl in her school uniform onto a bed. He added that the sex was consensual. We agreed to have sex, but she was not aware that I was filming using my laptop computer. I did not intend to show anyone the video, and I still don't know how I got into social media. The remorseful Causa added that although his penis would never work again due to the damage caused by the accident, he said...
No! Kelly Clarkson!
He was lucky to be alive.
So he was one of those idiots that probably had some sort of cloud backup software that got hacked and spread or...
No, he probably
or he was lying.
No, he sent it to his buddies. Come on, let's
be
honest.
He said he was advised to press charges against the girl, but he didn't see a point. Even if charges are pressed, it's useless because it won't bring my manhood back. Her being in jail will just ruin her future because she's still young. Well, this guy's really good considering that. He now has to urinate through a tube and has to undergo surgery.
Oh.
Penis tubes are the worst.
I wonder if they have pictures of acid poured dicks online.
Can you please don't do that? Please?
No, don't search for that. That's the worst thing ever. Though he should get a prosthetic dick. He should get a prosthetic rhino dick. They're the biggest dicks.
Yeah, we went through that already.
No, the biggest dicks are politicians. Am I right, guys?
Who?
Oh, God. Right. I hate every day, John. It's the worst. Fucking asshole.
I love John Smalltalk.
No, I really hate it.
No? All right.
John Water Cooler? Maybe a thing?
I've never once had the inclination to pour battery acid on anyone, let alone someone's penis. That sounds terrible.
That's your fault.
You can't go back from that. You can't, everyone's going to look at that bitch and be like, That's the acid pouring bitch. I'm not gonna fuck her. She's gonna she's just gonna pour acid on my dick. She's ruined for life because this story came out.
Yeah, what about like Lorena Bobbitt when she cut off that dude's fucking dick? Like, was she still able to get married with other people and go on dates?
Yeah, no, she got married again. Yeah.
Oh boy.
To Barry, Florida man charged with illegally catching an alligator for Super Bowl dinner.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
I didn't mean to do that. I
Everyone
swear to you.
From Florida is dumb.
You did.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them, my IQ is high. If they had guitars,
here's how they'd strum.
What, but it's not the same without Pitbull.
With the techno set, you're going surfing on the internet.
A DeBerry man has chose the wrong menu item for the Super Bowl meal when he decided to kill five small alligators for a gator tail dinner. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commissioner official said Monday. Richard Nixie.
I am not a cop.
30.
Are you not allowed to kill alligators still?
Was arrested Sunday afternoon in charge of possession and taking alligators without proper tag. Volusia County Branch Jail records show. According to the reports from the Wildlife Commission, Nixie caught five small alligators less than 5 feet in length. Nixie admitted that trapping the alligators and then cutting off their tails for a Super Bowl dinner at his home at 103. Wasn't my realist. Nixie was released after posting $500 bail. Mind you, this guy got $500 bail. The other guy got $40,000 for just asking for a complaint form. But will have to appear before Judge March 3rd, according to court records, as an arrest report. Now, I've had alligator tail before.
Me too.
It's pretty good.
But is it real alligator tail?
Have you
tail?
Had it, Sean?
What?
Gator tail?
Gator tail is delicious.
It's good, right? It's pretty good, right?
You're, are
is
you
that
allowed-
the best part of the meat from alligators?
Yeah,
is
tail.
The tail.
Yeah. It tastes like chicken.
Are you allowed to kill an alligator?
I don't know how it works. I think in certain situations. I don't know.
It depends on the length? Season, if we're in season or not in
season.
Is it
season. Gator season?
No, it's duck season.
It depends on it. What the licensing is. You have to have a license to kill them.
And a license to ill.
And a license to ill.
Sorry.
Okay, so you can kill an alligator.
Dutch,
we
I'm
have
gonna...
eaten real gator tail. It's just you're not allowed to capture little baby alligators and make your own gator tail.
Dutch, I'm going to have you eat alligator when you come down here.
Sure.
It's
I'll
pretty
try.
Good. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's like in some sort of bite-sized appetizer with dipping sauce. It's like
it's fried, so you know, it's just it's good.
Gator bites.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll try it. I'll try anything.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Butts except penis.
Oh,
you'll try
except penis.
Katie Church says sex sermons drawing in crowds.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's right. You heard me right.
A church in Katy says this bed is the reason for record attendance. All month, the main topic is sex.
Yeah, no sleeping there, and people are flocking to hear the message about what the pastor terms God's idea.
Marcelino Bonito has the story.
God is not a prude.
At Current, a Christian church in Katy.
God's not a prude, guys.
But he is my nigger word.
Whoa!
I said word after
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ is my nigger.
There he is.
Newsflash, God invented sex. It's God's idea.
You know, my favorite people are people that start stuff with newsflash. You know, newsflash, hello.
It's not a prude.
At Current, a Christian church in Katy. Sundays lately.
Newsflash, God invented sex. It's God's idea.
Or about sex.
There have been a couple moments where it's been really quiet and I've said, how are we doing? Everybody okay?
Pastor Darren Walter launched a six...
Darren Walter's gay, right? You could tell he sounds gay, right?
He's not.
Okay.
Six-part series. Even moved in a big bed to drive home the point.
Kind of gets people's attention a little bit.
It's called Sex Was God's Idea.
Can I get an amen in the house of the Lord this
morning? It's turning heads.
God came up with sex.
It's not a topic you generally talk about in church, but here at Current Christian, they're doing it. It's front and center.
In my church, that's all we talk about. We talk about anal, mouth stuff, hand stuff, doing stuff with guys, doing stuff with goats. It's not legal, but we're allowed to talk about it because here's the thing, guys. Here's the problem. It's not my, like, if a young woman's walking by wearing revealing clothing, if she's going to disturb my Satan's nest, that's what I call my penis and ball area, my Satan's nest. If she's going to disturb it, that's on her. She's awakening the demon inside my testicles, and there's nothing I can do about that. So I should be forgiven.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, congregation.
How did that demon get inside your penis?
Anally.
Oh.
How do demons get inside of your penis, Sean?
I don't have demons in my penis.
Have you checked? Because they're probably there.
Sir, I will suck them right out of your penis. It's like not gay if you're sucking demons out, Dutch.
It's like
I don't know why
bite.
You're laughing. I don't trust the Dutch people. I don't trust the Dutch people. Bunch of white-looking N-words, if you ask me.
Hey.
God came up with sex.
It's not a topic you generally talk about in church, but here at Current Christian, they're doing it. It's front and center, and people are responding.
We saw our largest attendance in church history just a couple weeks ago, with the exception of last Easter.
Walter, why is Krieger doing the church?
I don't know. No idea.
It's because they're talking about issues people care about.
Sex isn't just sex.
Openly.
What else is it?
Sex.
Sometimes sex is a pineapple thrown passionately at your lover. Sometimes that's sex.
No, that's not sex.
You don't define sex. God defines sex.
Sometimes God defines sex and the fact that my wife likes to put a strap on and do things she likes to call pegging on me.
It's in Psalms. Pegging is in Psalms. If you look it up, you know it's there.
Now, I don't like it all the time, but my wife likes it, and that means I gotta like it.
And let's face it, I'm a small-time pastor. I can't afford lube, so she does it dry.
And it's just the fact that she has to always do it to me, and then every time I bring it up to her, she's just like, no, that's devil's work. And I'm like, okay, honey.
I think she's having sex with a Mexican long guy. I'm not gonna lie to you. And it's fine. It doesn't matter to me.
Is also intended for pleasure, for fun.
It's a church that's sharing God's message about a passionate human act.
The Bible isn't just a dusty old book.
Using lessons rooted in the Bible.
It actually will make a really good fisting tool every once in a while. If you roll it up the right way, if you get like the slimmer kind of King James version, she doesn't mind it so much as like the big thick ones.
Yeah, I actually have a dildo that's in the shape of the New Testament. It's actually all the books. And what I call it when I'm using it on my wife is like, I'm going to give you Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all in one night. It's kind of like I'm a biblical cuckold, and I kind of like it.
Well, generally, though, it's actually Lamar, Daquan, Dishon, and LaShawn are the ones who normally do it, but I just call them Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
But I tell them to use biblical names because, you know, I don't really like their people.
We're people of God here.
I really don't like those people, but I do respect the size of their genitalia. It's very big.
Right?
It's humongous.
Amen, brother.
Do you think anyone's ever invented anal rosary beads where each bead is named Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as being pulled out of your anus?
It should be done.
That would be awesome, and you can make a money pit off of that.
Patent pending. It's my idea. No one steal it.
LLC.
Using lessons rooted in the Bible.
In God's book, it's clear. You know, sex is a gift that he gave to husband and wife to be enjoyed in the context of marriage. And as long as that parameter is met, go for it.
In Katy, Marcelino Benito, KHOU.
And sometimes, as long as in the context of marriage, I could drug up a small Latino boy and bring him into the house and we'll use him sexually. It's consensual. I mean, not for him, but he's not American, so it doesn't really matter. The Bible
really, God does not look at that the same way.
It does not. Everyone knows it. And I'm a man of God, so like I said, if that Mexican boy is going to disturb my Satan's nest, that's on him. That's not on me. You know? I'm not a sinner because I have a wife.
I thought that boy was an alien. God never said nothing about no fucking no aliens.
He died on the cross for people of this planet, not no space Mexicans.
Exactly.
Getting to the point, putting the bed in for visual reference.
Amen, brother.
Hey, let the church.
Oh, God, these fucking news guys bantering is the worst.
Maul in the chat already found baby Jesus butt plug.
Say amen.
Well, we'll see if 9 months from now he has a sermon series on parenthood.
Okay, yeah. That'd be right on time.
That's a really good one. Good banter.
Here's the problem with that whole thing is, you know what's also in church sanctuaries during Sunday? You know, children.
Them schoolgirls with doing, them short skirts the showing holes? Their chochas and their buttholes.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, why are you doing a whole sermon series on sex when there's little kids there?
Because sex education is important for our children to understand what to repress.
Exactly.
They need to know.
God, Christian girls are the best.
They need to know exactly what not to do until they're 21, and then they have to be experts.
Well, that's why you haven't heard my sermon, which is called The Joys of Anal Sex. It's not what you think. It's about actually it's a play on words. It's about enjoying anal sex.
Oh, no, I got that then.
Okay, so here's what it's about. It's about, you're right, you can't have vaginal sex, but there's nothing wrong with butt stuff. Now, here's how I interpret it. If you can do butt stuff with a girl, you can do butt stuff with a guy. It's fine with God. You're not really doing sex.
Praise Jesus.
Fucking John's praise Jesus.
Dude, she's just hanging out in the back, you know, like she's just smiling and she tips every time the
Bible says two men ought not lay together.
He could have done that. He did the ball, poor little feller. Yeah, I like the big ones.
There are a lot of dildos that are shaped like Jesus on the cross. Hashtag just saying.
Well, that's what makes it better.
They got so one that's called so Cunt Dracula.
Oh. Cunt Dracula?
Cunt Dracula. And there's one called Buckingham Phallus.
Buckingham Phallus is great.
That might be my best favorite thing ever of all time.
And there's one also called the Rampant Rabbi.
Go on.
And then the Vagini.
The Vagini.
Why don't you come and rub me the right way?
I'm a Vagini in a bottle, baby.
Come on now.
Have you seen her lately? She got so fat.
Did she get fat again? I thought she was still again.
I would still fuck.
Christina? No, dude. No.
Yep.
She went through that whole phase where it's like, with Britney Spears, where it's like, okay, thanks for the memories, but you're just a pig now.
I thought she was doing better.
Yeah,
I feel like she's more obtainable than Britney Spears, though.
Did you guys see that whole thing with like Kelly Osbourne went after her when she got fat? Like, because Kelly like lost all that weight and she like looks good now,
right?
Yeah,
and on her show that she has, the second Christina got fat, she just started every other show calling her out for being a pig. Because I guess at one point Christina Aguilera said something along, she bashed her about being fat and was like, if you're going to be in the media, you shouldn't look this way. So, yeah, it's hilarious.
Ooh, cat fight.
Meow. Love that scene.
What about when Kelly Clarkson fucking...
Or cow like, fight.
Kelly
she
Clarkson.
She like ate like five walruses and then like she like, you know, tried to lose the weight.
Did Kelly Cartman lose weight?
Yeah, Kelly Clark. Hey, cat.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
Wow, that's the second time you used that today.
It felt like it was apt to do it because,
dude, I would so put my penis in that butt. I am sorry.
You'd rather be sorry. I'd fuck Christina Aguilera too.
Kelly Clarkson?
No, but I would still fuck Kelly, the fat Kelly Clarkson, the one that I'm looking at right now.
Really?
Like, yeah.
No.
Dude, I would get my dick all wet up all
Jesus,
up in that.
Jesus, look at fat Christina Aguilera.
I feel like that's an unflattering moment of her.
It really is.
Both of them. No, yeah, I was going
to
say.
Nah, the last one when she's like presenting her butt to me.
John still would. All right.
Yep.
You fuck Kelly. Wait, you talking about Christina Aguilera or Kelly Clarkson?
Christina Aguilera.
Both.
But he's talking about both. Specifically right now, we were talking about Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Can it be both?
She used to be so hot, man.
More like Christina Saguilera.
Like, dude, like that music video Dirty when she's wearing like the assless chaps.
God.
That's the thing everybody always goes back to is that video.
Yep.
So fucking hot.
And then after that, they did like that MTV behind like the music. And they like, oh, wait, we're going to stop. And they went to Wendy's and showed her like four quad stackers, like with bacon, extra bacon. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she really let herself go, didn't she? You know who looks weird these days? Did you guys see that ESPN roast of Terry Bradshaw?
No.
It was terrible. But Lisa Lampanelli was on it, as always. Dude, she lost an entire person.
Oh, yeah? Did she make jokes about having sex with black guys?
No. She doesn't say black. She says Blakes.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I like the fuck the Blakes.
Well, it's about time to start wrapping up. Do we have any neglected hippo text or anything?
Ooh. Next. There's a lot of pictures of Christina Aguilera looking hot and dildos and crosses.
Oh my God. You ain't here to
party. Amal says gay is a new thing over there, apparently.
You know, I'm actually having a really hard time finding any updated pictures of Kelly Clarkson or Christina Aguilera because I can't tell which ones of them being fat are recent and which ones of them being fat are old versus skinny.
Just type in the year.
Yeah, but it doesn't help.
God, look at Christina Aguilera in this video. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, man.
Ew, it looks like Harlem. What a shit theme park.
Look at that butt.
Yeah. That's nice.
That butt.
That's nice.
She's so fucking hot.
Oh, that's good.
No, let's just play this out for the rest.
I'm going to. All right, guys. Well, we'll absolutely see you next week. Stay tuned tomorrow for Cousin Joe Show. Any other plugs? Live event coming up soon. So.
More Like Radio live event, April 25th, 9 o'clock in the evening, Lakeland, Florida, downtown. Be there.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Da-da.
This chapter, the best thing.
And it wasn't like retaliation to this with like Slave by Britney Spears.
That one, not as hot as this one.
Oh my God, ass, Jesus Christ. Heaters up, ladies, fellas, drop your coats.
Body's packed, front to back. I'll move your ass, I like that. Hands up, you jerked off to this video at one point. You know?
Hands up, all the time. Up. Hands yes. up,
everybody. I have definitely jerked off to this video.
See, that was like one of like the things I like to do. Like when I was dating a girl that wore a skirt like that, I was just goose them.
I just want to point out Marie's hand was up.
yeah, it was.
The sad thing was I wasn't paying attention. I heard put your hand up, so I did, and then I realized what it was, and I'm like, I can't put it down.
Dude, I can stare at her like jiggly butt for hours.
She's so hot, man. Look at pictures of her now.
The thing is, like, someone that small could easily, like, lose the weight if she wanted to.
No, that's not an excuse. Lose the weight is fat, though.
Well, what about Lady Gaga?
I was supposed to defend my girl.
A jam like a summer show. I keep my phone looking like a no, it's Red Man, you idiot.
Also, man, that's right.
Racist.
For their presidents, I pant like Putty Roll. That's the one that excites your divas. After media shine, I'm
shining. That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
My black livin' in color like Rodman hair. The club
is packed, the bar is filled. Dude, she used to twerk before people called it twerking. It's a rap, no bargain deals. I drive a four-wheel wide with foreign wheels. Going up, baby, this Brick City, you heard. We blessed and hung low like Bernie Mac. Dogs, let them out. Women, let them in. It's like I'm ODB. They're what I think.